This is The Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, here with Tim Henney. Jonathan Baylor is the New York Times bestselling author of the 2013 book, The Calorie Myth. He's also the founder and CEO of the world's fastest growing permanent weight loss and diabetes treatment company, Sane Solutions, who now presents a breakthrough eating plan contained in his new book, The Setpoint Diet, the 21-day program to permanently change what your body wants to weigh. Jonathan joins us to discuss how this eating plan will rev up your metabolism, eliminate inflammation, heal your hormones, repair your gut, and get your body working like that of a naturally thin person permanently. Jonathan Baylor, great to have you. Welcome to The Mountain Life.
Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Same to you. I think that those folks who are lucky enough or know enough about diet, who tend to weigh the same amount that they weighed in high school, you know, they just think, well, if you want to lose weight, eat less, exercise more to rev up your metabolism, hop on your bike or your skis for a few hours, and you'll do that. But the way you present in your book, there's a lot more science to it. So let's start there, maybe with brain inflammation.
The reason that for so many of us, when the new year rolls around, any diet, any exercise program we try, when February comes, we're right back to where we started or a little bit heavier, is exactly as you mentioned. There are things like inflammation in our brain, like dysregulation in our gut and imbalances in our hormones that change our set point or what our body wants to weigh. So no matter how hard we try to starve ourselves, our bodies will always fight to maintain that elevated set point weight until we heal those underlying conditions.
So how do we get inflammation in our brain? We talk a lot on this show about inflammation throughout our body. Some inflammation is good. It helps us heal. But inflammation, especially inflammation that comes from our diet, is not good.
That's exactly right. And when it comes to inflammation in our brain, this can be some of the most destructive inflammation in our body when it is chronic, because some of your listeners may have heard of leaky gut syndrome, when
yes,
food can actually pass through the lining of your gut. Well, we actually see that happen in your brain, and this can be caused by eating processed substances such as MSG, for example.
Oops. MSG. I think I really like the way MSG tastes, but I'm not sure because everybody claims to not have MSG in their food anymore, and yet I'm a little skeptical about that. But Jonathan, what about the set point? You know, let's talk about people's set point. Are they all individual, and does everybody have, you know, a 5-pound range, a 15-pound range, or are there varieties that, you know, every individual, it's unique to them?
Well, every individual does have about a 10 to 15-pound range, but where that range lies does vary quite a bit amongst individuals. We do see that genetics plays a strong role in your weight. So while, for example, our body temperature set point is pretty much the same for every human being, the body weight set point is going to vary quite a bit, but there is, of course, a range. There is no human being on record who has ever had a body weight set point of 600 pounds, for example, and we can determine our optimal set point weight, or where we could be if we healed our body, by looking at essentially the fittest time in our life. And for a lot of people, this is in their late teens or early 20s.
So you get a set point that's a natural set point that's determined when your body is the healthiest. And then we go through a period where we become less healthy, and that set point gets less defined, or has more ability to shift, or broadens out from 15 to more like 30 or 40 pounds in from point to point in a range.
The 15 pound range or so will creep up. And this doesn't necessarily have to happen with age. We do see some people, for example, that struggle with obesity earlier in life and then are able to lower their set point later in life. But without us taking steps, things like childbirth, just aging, chronic stress, low quality foods will cause that 15 pound range to creep up over time.
And what about the metabolism aspect? Because I think this is really interesting, too. As Lynn pointed out, you know, some people think you just get on your bike and you raise your metabolism. But I also think some people just have a higher natural metabolism and some a lower. Or am I mistaken on that?
You're exactly right. A lot of us have an intuitive understanding of this set point concept, and we just call it metabolism. For example, we may know someone who's naturally thin. The way I would describe that is they have a low set point, and we say that person is so fortunate. They have a fast metabolism. They can eat whatever they want, not exercise, and stay slim. And that is part of what it means to have a low set point. When you have a low set point, if you eat excess calories, your metabolism will just burn those excess calories rather than storing them. But the good news is that through high-quality eating and living and thinking, we can all cause our set points to fall, and we can all cause our bodies to burn more rather than store more.
If you're just joining us, our guest is Jonathan Baylor. He's written a new book called The Set Point Diet. It's a 21-day program to permanently change what your body wants to weigh. And I have to say, Jonathan, you know, we stop by our local bookstore, we're traveling, we stop by the bookstore in the airport, and we see a ton of books on dieting. But what I want to point out about yours is you seem to have a lot of backup and a lot of academics, a lot of universities endorsing what you are bringing forth in this book. Why is that?
The good news, depending on how you look at it, is what the dialogue around true experts when it comes to weight and diabetes has changed dramatically over the past 5 years. For example, the American Medical Association now recognizes obesity as a disease, just like diabetes is a disease. So thanks to pioneering research done at these universities, we now know that this eat less, exercise more, just stop being so lazy morality around weight is a little bit like the flat earth theory. It's just wrong.
Yeah. Well, you talk about a new CDC report that came out in July of, last year, 2018, that talks about how this diabesity, it's called the combination, of course, of diabetes and obesity, that is now 19% more deadly than cancer. I mean, this is really the big killer out there. And so you're addressing a whole, 80% of our population, you say, has this either pre-diabetes, or certainly obesity. That's an American population.
That's exactly right. This co-occurrence of overweight and obesity or diabetes or pre-diabetes is the number one health crisis facing our country. And that's why, especially during this new year, I would encourage everybody, you know, this traditional starvation, no, not shame, negative deprivation gimmicks. I mean, we deserve better as individuals. We deserve better as a nation. And we deserve the quality foods that heal our bodies and lower our set point rather than starve our bodies, which unfortunately just elevates that set point.
Well, let's help us understand a little bit more about the science by moving to our gut. And it's interesting that you talk about the microbiota in our gut and how some of that will thrive on carbohydrates and others will thrive on fats. Could you explain that a little more detailed?
One of the things that really makes healthful eating challenging for a lot of people is they experience cravings. Cravings, for example, for sugary foods, cravings for starchy foods. But what we found is that these cravings, shockingly enough, are not yours. They're the cravings of little bacteria in your gut. And by eating proper quality foods, you can change the balance of bacteria in your gut, and you can get rid of the bacteria that crave insane set point elevating foods, and you can populate your gut with bacteria that make you crave healthful foods that lower your set point. And this, again, just eat less? What? We have to heal our gut with more high-quality food.
And, Jonathan, what are... So it's a plan that you're presenting here. And so let's tie the plan into what differentiates this diet from other diets and the ability for people to stick to it. And I love the idea of resetting your gut so that you don't have cravings that are counterproductive and you have actually cravings that are very productive. I crave salt. I'm not sure that's a good one or not.
Probably better than sugar.
I don't crave sugar, but I do crave salt. And I'm sure that, you know, that has something to do with what resides in my gut as well. But tie it into the plan that you're presenting that helps people to continue to eat in a way beyond February, as you said right in the beginning.
You hit the nail on the head when you said, how can we continue to do this over time? Because that's really the key. We've all lost weight. It's keeping it off. That's the issue. What's beautiful about this set point diet and what we call sane eating is we focus on eating so many non-starchy vegetables, so many nutrient-dense proteins, so much whole food fat, and so many low-fructose fruits that we crowd out. We become too full for insane set point elevating foods. And what we find is because of the hormonal gut and neurological changes these food cause, we actually begin to crave them. So while starvation becomes harder over time, this way of eating becomes not only easier over time, but it becomes craveable over time. And there's no easier diet than the one you crave. And that's what we create here.
Ooh, I you're making it sound like it. If so, what does a person do? Because I was going to say, you're making it sound like this is fairly easy, because when you shift that craving, then, of course, that's what you're going to seek out when you're at the grocery store. But what is a person who has gone to the grocery store, what's the experience going to be like, you know, pre-shift and post-shift? What's that bag of goodies going to look like when they're going through the checkout line?
At the grocery store, pre-set point diet or pre this new high quality approach, you're probably spending a lot of your time in the middle aisles, and you're probably buying a lot of things that don't need to be refrigerated or frozen, a lot of things that are pre-made. When you shift to this high quality way of eating, you're going to be spending a lot more time on the perimeter of your grocery store. You're going to be spending a lot more time with things that need to be refrigerated or frozen, and a lot more whole natural foods that are alive or were recently alive, rather than packaged and processed foods that are very much dead.
Yeah. So eat around the perimeter of the store, and some famous dietitian once said, you know, eat whole foods, mostly green. It's pretty simple.
Yes. And one of the things we do that is very important in this program and in this book is our friend Michael Pollan, who I believe you just referenced,
right?
You know, eat food, mostly plants, not too much. There are high quality plants and low quality plants. There are high quality animal foods and low quality animal foods. So one of the things we do in this program is really make that clear. We show you the four factors you can look at within plants, within animals, within any pre-existing diet you want to try to identify the foods specifically that will lower your set point rather than elevate it, and give you those tools to make those decisions, whether you're in the grocery store, whether you're at a takeout place, whether you're at a party, so that you can live that for life.
Jonathan, I have to ask you a very selfish question. I drink a spinach-based smoothie every morning, and I've heard two sides to spinach. One is it's packed full of protein. You have to eat a ton of it to get enough protein, et cetera, et cetera. The other is it's inflammatory. And where do you come down on spinach?
The research that I've looked at and that we cover in this book shows very clearly that green leafy vegetables are some of the most therapeutic and set point lowering foods on the planet. So in fact, there's an entire chapter of the book dedicated to low sugar, veggie rich, but tasty green smoothies like the one you mentioned.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. Every time somebody tells me that I'm chalking myself full of inflammatory spinach, I question whether I should be drinking this thing every morning. But so far, 6 years in, it's working pretty well.
And that's a great barometer, is how is it working for you? And honestly, I know that sounds like common sense, but if we have looked at what we've been taught over the past 40 years and we look at the results it's generated, it's clear that more of the same won't work. So that's why I'm so excited about this higher quality approach.
And what's your reception been when you go out and present this? Are you, you know, because a lot of the things that you're talking about, shopping on the perimeter of the grocery store, we've heard about that for years. Reducing sugar, we've heard about that for years. You know, not focusing or focusing away from processed food. That none of that is new. But what you're bringing is something that is makes it easy to prolong this way of eating and even shift our craving. So how is that being received, and what sort of results are you seeing?
I think the biggest thing that I'm trying to add, and my company and that this book is trying to add, is, as you mentioned, putting this all together. We've all heard bits and pieces and sound bites, and I hear a little bit over here and a little bit over here, but that's not what gets us through life. What gets us through our life is a holistic understanding of how your brain, your gut, your hormones, your eating, your exercise, your thinking all work together. So what we've done is we've actually created a lifestyle and a system and a way of being as a person and perceiving food and perceiving yourself that makes living this way, rather than trying to memorize all these individual tips and tricks, mm-hmm. it's more like a map that can get you anywhere you want on your wellness journey. We bring it all together in that very easy-to-do package, and people are loving it and seeing great success.
Mm. Yes, it's great. It's the Set Point Diet, the 21-day program to permanently change what your body wants to weigh. Our guest is Jonathan Baylor. And Jonathan, I'm wondering, I mean, the community that we live in, Park City, Utah, it's very active, very healthy. I think, you know, rather than the 80-20 on the obesity scale, it's probably the flip of that. And so we're lucky in that way that eating well, eating whole, exercising, and keeping that set point where it was in high school is very important. It's a big goal of people. And yet, you know, we all fall prey to the holidays, for example. I mean, I could feel it as soon as I started eating a little sugar around the holidays. You know, the next day, guess what? I wanted more sugar. And luckily, I can identify that and I can see it and I can look at it as a temporary thing. But I'm wondering what you would say for those people maybe in this community that are very healthy already, that do eat whole, you know, maybe getting into some of the finer details in your book, like, you know, talking about kombucha, for example. Where do you fall on things like kombucha and how you talk a lot about water in your book?
So when it comes to individuals who are already doing very well, and they want to take it to the next level, they're going to find a tremendous number of resources in this book, because we, you know, eating plants is great, but there are certain plants that are way more therapeutic than other plants. There are certain beverages that are low in sugar that are way more beneficial than other beverages. So things like kombucha, you can go to your local grocery store and you can find kombucha that has 20 grams of sugar in it, or you can find kombucha that has 1 gram of sugar in it. So what we're going to do again is give you these tools. So for example, spinach. That's a great green vegetable, but a lot of individuals may say, hey, I eat a lot of iceberg lettuce.
Yeah.
That's also a green vegetable, whereas in reality, those are very different substances with very different nutritional profiles. So we're going to show you optimal choices you can make, both with foods and beverages, and then things around exercise. There has been so much misinformation around exercise, and especially as we advance in years, doing the right kind of high-quality exercise has such a tremendous impact on our hormones and therefore our set point.
Well, let's talk about that high quality exercise. You know, is it 4 or 5 hours out, you know, on skis or a bike, or is it the quick bursts of exercise that are going to be more helpful?
When it comes to lowering your set point, I want to think of this in two categories. One is being active. So things like playing with your kids, skiing, hiking, jogging, these are great things to do. This is being active. This is great for overall health. But when it comes to hormonal change, and specifically, I want to look at your sex hormones when it comes to exercise, because that has a big impact on your set point and also changes a lot as we age. Slow, very safe, and very heavy resistance training and the burst-based training that you mentioned are the two most effective forms of exercise for lowering your set point by optimizing your sex hormones, which is especially helpful once we hit 30, 40, 50, and beyond.
Well, you got my attention. I was going to ask you about the healing the hormones part, but you just brought it in there. So the sex hormones, is that the most important healing that can occur? Or is there a broad spectrum of hormones that we're going to address through your eating plan?
It's a broad spectrum, and that's the key thing. I mean, one of the other ways that there's been a lot of confusion introduced is things like gluten or insulin or these one isolated component. Your body is a beautifully complicated biological thing, and it's not. There's not one thing that is more important than the others, because if it's like a chain is as strong as its weakest link. So what we want to do is we want to eat with high quality. We want to think with high quality. We want to move with high quality. We want to speak with high quality. We want to be in high quality relationships, because that will help all those systems, your brain, your gut, and your hormones, work together ideally. And it's not one hormone. It's not two hormones. It's all of them working together in harmony to create a life that is in harmony.
So, Jonathan, you've got the Set Point Diet. You also wrote a book, The Calorie Myth, back in 2013, I believe it was. And you also have Sane Solutions. Is there a common, I'm sure there is a common thread through all of these, but why don't you tell us how they're all related to one another?
The common thread is that we have been preached a message of quantity. Eat less, move more, whereas the reality is that a message of quality is what transforms your life. So I want you to focus on eating more high-quality food, doing less but higher-quality exercise, and explaining the science behind that and how to put it into action is what you'll see across all my books, as well as at my company, which is SaneSolution.com.
Great.
Great. Well, you know, I wanted to ask you a little bit about some of the supplements that you talk about. And of course, supplements, vitamins, there's a lot of controversy on them. I just happened to notice, because I've been on this crusade to get my vitamin D3 levels up, and you recommend 5,000 IUs per day. Can you just kind of go over your plan for nutraceuticals?
The biggest distinction that we make in this book is there are substances that are naturally found in food, but are very difficult to get at, let's say, therapeutic doses. And when we're trying to heal our metabolism, right, just like if you have a cold and you're trying to heal, you might do some things that you wouldn't normally do until you're healthy, until you're healed. So there are substances, for example, like L-carnitine, which is already found in meat, but you would have to eat an unhealthy amount of meat to get enough L-carnitine to help heal the mitochondria, or the little power plants within your cells. So what we can look at is during these 21 days, during this healing period, much like you might take more vitamin C when you have a cold to help heal your immune system, there are substances like that, substances, nutrients, amino acids, essential fatty acids already found in food that we want to get therapeutic concentrated doses of for periods of time when we are looking to especially heal ourselves.
Okay, great. And then you also go into, I don't know much about leptins. I think we've talked about it on this show a few times, but you make special mention of, there's kind of a myth around leptins and whether you should take them or not. It's supposedly a fat burner, but those who have extra weight already have plenty of leptins.
Leptin is the hormone which essentially took the set point theory and made it the set point fact, because your body releases leptin in direct proportion to the amount of fat on your body, because that hormone is meant to signal to your brain, hey, here's how much fat I have, eat, stop eating or eat more to keep that level of fat at a healthy point. But what we found is that due to the neurological inflammation we mentioned earlier, your brain can't hear that signal from leptin. And because it can't hear it, it can't automatically regulate calorie and energy balance. And there's been a lot of supplements that have come out that have said, hey, just take more leptin or take this leptin supplement. But if your brain can't hear the signal that leptin gives off, there's no amount of it you could take that would solve that problem. And that's why, again, it goes back to that high quality healing of the brain rather than taking leptin supplements.
That makes a lot of good sense. Well, the book is The Set Point Diet, the 21-day program to permanently change what your body wants to weigh. You can also visit and learn more about what Jonathan's work is all about at sanesolution.com?
Sanesolution.com, yes.
Wonderful. Jonathan Baylor, thank you so much for joining us on The Mountain Life.
Thank you.